Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Star Cement Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by HDFC Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. On behalf of HDFC Securities, we welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Q1 FY23 of Star Cement. From the management we have Mr. Tushar Bhajanka, Member Promoter Group and Executive Director, and Mr. Manoj Agrawal, Chief Finance Officer of the company. I now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, after which we'll start the Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, all. My name is Tushar Bhajanka. I am one of the executive directors at Star Cement. I would like to welcome you all to the earnings call of Q1. I have Mr. Manoj Agrawal, who is the CFO of the company. He'll take you through the numbers of Q1. After that, we'll be able to you know have a Q&A session and answer the calls. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, friends. Very good evening. I, on behalf of Star Cement Limited, welcome you to our con call for discussing our numbers of Q1 FY23. I'd like to clarify that we are discussing on the historical numbers, and there is no invitation to invest. Having said that, now, I will just take you through the Q1 number. Starting from clinker production, during the quarter ended June 2022, we have produced 6.92 lakh tons of clinker as against 4.30 lakh tons same quarter last year. So far as cement production is concerned, we have produced 9.90 lakh tons this quarter as against 7.72 lakh tons same quarter last year. Last year, we have taken a shutdown in our main clinker unit, that is why clinker production was lower. Now, I will take you through sales volume. The quarter we have sold 9.80 lakh tons of cement and negligible quantity of clinker as against 7.60 lakh tons of cement. Increase is around 29%. This is as far as cement and clinker sale is concerned. As far as geographical distribution of cement is concerned, in Northeast we have sold around 6.48 lakh tons as against 6.03 lakh tons during same quarter last year. That is a growth of around 8%. As far as outside Northeast is concerned, we have sold 3.32 lakh tons of cement this quarter as against 1.58 lakh tons same quarter last year. That is around we have doubled the number. In terms of blend mix, it is almost 11% of OPC and rest is PPC. These are the quantitative numbers of the quarter. Now, I will take you through the financials. The total revenue figure this quarter is around rupees 665 crore as against 511 crore same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, this quarter we have done an EBITDA of around 138 crore as against 101 crore last year. PAT is almost same at the level of 168 crore in this quarter and the corresponding previous quarter. This is on account of increased tax expenses due to the sunset of tax exemption period in respect of our company's Guwahati grinding unit and its subsidiary, Star Cement Meghalaya Limited. However, the cash outflow will be met only. On per ton EBITDA front, it is 1,410 during this quarter as against 1,330 per ton same quarter last year. This is what our quarterly numbers are. Now, I request all of you that if you have any queries, you can ask the same, and I will request Rajesh to moderate the query wherever it requires. Thank you.
Yeah. Moderator, please start the Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, and congrats on good set of numbers. So first, couple of data points in terms of the trade share was how much for this quarter?
So trade sale was about 86% of the overall volume that we did, and overall we did about 9.8 lakh tons, and 14% was the non-trade sales.
Okay, and what was the lead distance?
Shravan, may I request that you mute your line from your side, please?
30 kilometers.
Sorry, sir?
230.
Okay, so it has marginally increased from last quarter of 218. Odd kilometers. Sir, now in terms of the first coming on the volume, so last time we guided around 4 million ton volume for this year. So we have already done kind of a 1 million ton. So that target remains.
Yes, so even internally, you know, we are meeting the target that we had set for the first quarter, and we are in line to meet the overall target of 4 million by year end. Yes.
Okay. And regarding the Siliguri utilization for this quarter, how much was the utilization for Siliguri?
So the utilization was about 67% for Siliguri.
Okay. So for full year, then we can easily do a 65% kind of a utilization. Yes.
You know, what we have basically seen in Siliguri that, you know, quarter four of last year should have been ideally better historically than quarter one. But our volumes in Siliguri have remained constant between quarter four of last year and quarter one because, you know, we are really working on a dealer network at the moment. So, you know, my expectation would be that, yes, the utilization overall should be about 65% to 70% on a year-round level.
Okay. Now, sir, on the pricing front, and then I will ask on the costing. So pricing post the June, how much price decline have we seen in the month of July and August?
So, I mean, you know, if we divide it between outside Northeast and Northeast, then in Northeast, we haven't really seen a very big decline in the prices as such. So the prices have more or less remained stable, and that is mainly because of the, you know, higher fuel costs that the other players in Northeast are facing, that the prices haven't fallen. In outside Northeast, because of the competitive scenario, the prices have dipped by about 20 to 25 rupees per bag. So that is broadly the pricing.
So both in Bihar and West Bengal, same 20-25 rupees kind of a decline.
So it's similar in both the states.
Yeah, and now on the costing front, it's a great that for the entire quarter we haven't seen any increase in terms of the overall OPEX per ton. So how do we see particularly on the power and fuel also, and the entire costing now, how do we see? And are we having any issue in terms of the coal supply from the Coal India?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, there are a couple of reasons, and it, you know, why our costs per ton haven't really increased. One is that we, of course, have, you know, diversified our fuel mix. So like we discussed last time, you know, we have gotten into AFR, we've been using bamboo, we have also gotten into, right now we're looking at other options like briquette. You know, we have our FSA agreements. We are buying right now coal from Nagaland. So we have actually explored many other areas through which we can, you know, source fuel. And that is what is helping us, you know, limit the extent of, you know, increase in our costs. And secondly, we have, of course, you know, also optimized on our plant performance. So we have, you know, reduced our clinker factor, optimized, you know, to just maintain the same quality. So I mean, with all those changes, there has been a positive movement towards the cost, and that's probably the reason why the costs aren't increasing. And we believe that in the next 9 months, the trajectory should be the same. So I do not see the costs increasing by much. Of course, the fuel cost may increase by about 10%, which is very unforeseen. So I can't comment about that. But generally, I do not think that the cost should be increasing.
So this 10%, we mainly expect in this quarter, second quarter, the increase in the fuel?
No, that may be in the third or the fourth. In the second, I do not foresee any significant increase to what we have performed in the quarter one. But I cannot comment because it's such a uncertain time, especially for fuel, that I won't be able to comment about the third and the fourth quarter. But in the second quarter, at least right now, I do not see any increase as such.
Okay. Lastly, on the sir expansion, that 3 MTPA clinker and 2 MTPA grinding at Meghalaya and Guwahati. So last time we said that construction to start by June. So what's the status, and in terms of the overall capex and the date front, what's the status, how much we spent, and what's the revised number for the full year? And yeah, that's it.
So I mean, the status, in the last call, we had discussed about the environmental clearance and how we're going to receive it. So now we've actually gotten the environmental clearance for the 3 million ton plant. So, and we have already started some of the civil work at the site, and we will take up the civil work more aggressively when the rain stops, because there's also, a heavy monsoon in Northeast. So effectively, we'll be, starting full-fledged construction by this month. And in terms of the capex outlay, right now we have placed the orders for most of the machineries. We have finalized the contractors. We have, started procuring some of the raw materials from our side. And right now the capex outlay would not be that much, because we are just, paying the guarantees to all the suppliers right now. But I think in the next month or two, the capex outlay would start happening.
So last time we said around 1,000 odd crore this year, and the next year also 1,000 odd crore. So in this quarter, how much we have already spent and how much now we expect?
So I mean, till now we would have barely spent much, not more than 50 crores, because right now we have just paid the first installment to the machinery suppliers and to the contractors. So, but in our estimate remains the same, that in this financial year we'd be spending about 1,000 crores, and in the next financial year we'll be again spending about 1,000 crores. And this is not only just for the 3 million ton clinker plant and 2 million ton grinding unit. It also includes the second grinding unit at Silchar. So this 2,000 crore capex is basically for a 3 million ton clinker plant and two grinding units of 2 million tons each.
Yeah. So sorry, I missed the number. How much we spent in the first quarter, sir?
So we wouldn't have spent more than 50 crores in the first quarter, because we have just been paying the installments, the first installment for the machinery and to the contractors. But going ahead in the coming quarter and the quarter after that, we'll see a lot of outflow happening. So the target remains to be the same as what we had discussed last time, that in this year there will be an outlay of about 1,000 crores.
Okay, and in terms of the COD for this both clinker and two grinding, what's the COD and that what's the net debt now?
So we are aiming to commission the plants by, so the clinker plant should be coming by December next year. And the grinding unit should be coming by about Jan next year. The grinding unit in Jan 24 next year, next to next year. So that is our timeline for these two plants. And the grinding unit in Silchar should be coming up about March of 2024.
Okay. And last on the net debt, what's the number as on June?
Pardon, which number?
Net debt.
Net debt. Oh, net debt. Debt is zero. We do debt free. No debt in books.
So net cash, sorry.
Yeah. Net cash is around 750 crores.
Okay. That's it from my side and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from none of Kashmir area, from Centra Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on fuel mix. What will be our fuel mix for the quarter?
So, you know, majority of our fuel mix is basically coming from FSA, and that would be about 65%. And then rest, about 15 to 20% is coming from Nagaland coal, which is a new source that we've identified in Nagaland. And about 10 to 15% is the AFR.
Okay. And what is our inventory days for fuel mix?
Inventory days for
fuel mix.
Oh, fuel. Now, currently,
so it is about 20 to 25 days, roughly.
Okay, so thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. This quarter number has been very strong. What we see while the industry is reeling under cost pressure, your costs are you know, stable on a year-on-year and a sequential basis. So could you give some you know, in terms of per kilocal, what was the costing we have seen in the June quarter and you know, what we, you know, how it has moved towards the smart quarter?
So I think the per kilocal fuel cost that we faced was about 1.75. And if you compare it to March quarter, I think it was about 1.55 to 1.6. So our fuel cost has increased by about roughly 10%. So that has, you know, of course, been there. And, you know, one of the saving races for us has been, of course, the FSA contract that we made last year, early last year. So, you know, that was at about 1.5 or 1.45 rupees per GCV. And, you know, because we made a very major contract then, so it, that is also something which is hedging us against the increase in the fuel cost, which is, of course, entire industry.
Okay, and in this quarter, Q2, the costing are flattish at around 1.75 in the current quarter?
Yeah, I think there's no reason to expect any anything higher than that.
And you mentioned that Q3 onward, there would be an increase in the costing because most of your FSA volume would be exhausted?
Actually, we have a five-year FSA contract.
Okay.
So what I meant to say was not that, you know, the Q3 and Q4, the costing will be higher. What I meant to say was that I cannot predict how the coal is going to be because we are still exposed to outside coal, right?
So
percentage of us is still buying from auction and the spot auctions and ETL and imported coal, right? So that exposure still remains. So I can't vouch for how that behaves.
And anything, any positive development on the, you know, the Meghalaya coal which was supposed to come for auction?
Yes, so there is actually an auction tomorrow for that, and we will be participating. The volume is, of course, very less. It is about 35,000 or 38,000 tons, but we are, of course, actively going to participate in the auction to win as much as we can. Still maintain our rates, of course.
Okay. And the two grinding unit, one you mentioned is in Silchar. The second one would be coming in?
So one grinding unit is coming in Guwahati, next to our current grinding unit. So it's a brownfield expansion. And the other one is coming in up in Silchar. And that will be a million ton grinding capacity with the railway side.
Okay. And any update on the waste recovery project?
Yes. So, you know, last time when we had spoken, there was a, you know, it is broadly in time. It was supposed to come in September and we are expecting it about end of October.
Okay.
There was a delay because, you know, because of the, you know, in the middle there was an increase in the steel prices and then some vendors started to re-bargain. So because of that, there was some delay in getting the goods and all those other things. But now I think that problem is sorted and we should be commencing the plant in October this year.
Okay, great. And on the new project, what sort of WHR and is this 2000 crore factoring in that WHR cost?
Yeah, so the capex cost is actually factored in already. Factors in already the cost of WHR is. So that's already included. We'll be going for about 12 megawatt WHRS in the new plant as well.
Okay. Great. I'll come back in queue. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Shriman from Access Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and for giving the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. My question is the grinding unit in Silchar. So have you identified the location for that?
Yes, so we have identified the location for it. We are also in the process of, you know, finalizing the land. So I think in this month we'll be, you know, paying the advances for the land and finalizing and registering the land. So we are, you know, at a very advanced stage in terms of finalizing the location and the land. So that's already going on. It won't be right on my part to disclose the exact location because that will be counterproductive for us. But we have already identified.
Okay. And so this grinding unit will get operational by January 24, as you said.
No, so the grinding unit that I was talking about was the grinding unit at Guwahati. That should be coming in December to January 2024. The unit in Silchar should be coming about March of 2024 or March to April 2024.
And so this clinkerization unit?
The clinkerization should be coming in December next year. So, December...
23.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And sir, how has been our sale of premium cement? So what progress we have made in terms of premium cement sale?
So the ARC sales, so I mean we have three products mainly. We have the PPC, OPC and the ARC, which is our premium cement. So you know, till April, you know, the sale of ARC was about 3.5%. 4%, which is very less, but now we have actually started working on increasing the sales of you know, ARC, and you know, the number I can give you is that in June our sale of ARC was about 8% because we have come up with many schemes and incentives to promote our you know, premium cement, and our target is that by the end of next quarter we should be targeting at about 10% sales of our premium cement.
Okay. And sir, what is the price difference between normal cement and this premium cement?
So the price difference is about it's about 20 rupees per bag. So that's about 400 rupees per ton.
Per ton.
And then the margin that we, of course, we are right now promoting it. So some of the margin is actually going in promoting the more premium cement. But once it stabilizes, our aim is to earn about 150 to 200 rupees extra on the premium cement.
Okay, sir, this quarter we have done EBITDA margin over 18.6%. So can this margin be sustained for the next three quarters?
I think these margins in the first quarter, of course, higher because the prices were higher, the volumes were good. In cement industry, the second and third quarter are usually not as good as the first and the fourth quarter. So we may expect you know, some decline in the margins, not because of the cost pressure, but just how the numbers work, you know, and how the seasonality affects the business. And in the fourth quarter, I would expect the margins to again pick up. So yeah, So because I think the prices dropped, so the prices have already started dropping in outside Northeast. So, you know, because of that, of course, there's a margin squeeze which happens.
Okay, okay. And sir, any freight subsidy that we had received this quarter? So last quarter we had received around 37 crore. And any freight subsidy we have received in this quarter?
We have received 32 crore of freight subsidy which we were outstanding for earlier years. And also received the GST because we are all online. Because last quarter, up to last quarter, we have already received. So there is no such outstanding receivable from the on subsidy side.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir, that was, all from my side, and thank you.
Thank you, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just a clarification. Last time, I think you mentioned that this five-year fixed price contract that we have for coal, it at 1.35 kcal, and now you mentioned 1.45 or 1.5. Is it right?
So I mean, it is about 1. You know, well, that's the landed price, and the landed price is about 1.4 to 1.45. It really depends on the freight right now because we are not getting the rakes. There's a rake availability problem, so the landed cost is a bit higher because we have to pay higher for the rake. But, you know, that time the rake price may have been lower, so the landed cost was a little cheaper. So I think it just depends. That 10 paisa is actually the difference in the logistics cost mainly.
Okay, okay. Second, sir, last time we mentioned that there were truck availability issues. So now has it sorted out or is still we are facing some issues?
No, so I think the truck availability issues were, you know, primarily because of two main reasons. One was that, of course, fourth quarter in terms of volume was the first time we were dealing such a large volume because of Siliguri. And we were not as prepared, but now of course, you know, with the experience of, you know, dealing that kind of volume, you know, our preparedness and, you know, our preparation for handling that kind of volume has increased, and also the volume this quarter were lower, so the pressure on logistics was also much lower. So this quarter we do not face any problems in logistics whatsoever, and we are making our, so right now we have a railway siding, you know, which is commissioned in Siliguri. So that will also help us take care of some of the logistics problems in terms of clinker and cement dispatch. So I think going forward, I don't think that we'll be having the same kind of problem that we did in quarter four.
Okay. Okay. And the other question is in terms of the tax rate. So now this 35-36% tax rate for full year is the normal that we will see, or for the full year, how do we see the tax rate?
No, the tax rate will be 34-35% approximately will be there, because but cash actual cost outflow will be met only because we have more than 30-40 crore of MAT credit entitlement. So actual cash outflow will be only the MAT. But tax rate, effective tax rate for PL purpose, it will be 35%.
Okay, okay, okay. Got it. And just to clarify, the ongoing WHRS is 12.3 megawatt that will be started by October. And the new clinker will have another 12 megawatt of WHRS.
Yeah. And, okay. You know, I just want to again emphasize on the point that he mentioned that, of course, our income tax exemption got over this quarter. So that's why you can see in the books that we are paying about 35% of tax. But that is adjusted, you know, and for the next 3 years, it will be adjusted from the MAT, you know, that has been accumulated in the company. So from a cash outflow perspective, that is not affecting us. But, of course, from an accrual perspective on which we make the books, it is, you know, of course, showing a lower amount.
Okay. And in terms of the other expenses, it has declined on QOQ basis. So this 80-90 odd crore quarterly run rate is the sustainable number.
Maybe here to maybe 1-2 crore here maybe there, because there are certain expenses in March, there are certain other expenses, items are there, professional consultancy, other expenses were there. So it will be maybe 1 crore, 2 crore per quarter, maybe vary, but it will hardly any much larger impact in that.
Yeah, so I think it's really, you know, the per ton costing would really depend on the volumes that we do. Right now, even in the second quarter, we do seem to be doing good volumes. And if that continues, then yes, the costing will be in control. So I think, yes, you should, you know, we are also targeting a similar, you know, kind of EBITDA year round. So yes, we should be hopeful of, you know, meeting, you know, of maintaining the track record.
Okay. And sir, as you mentioned, we have a 750 odd crore kind of a cash and 2000 crore kind of a capex will be there in 2 years, 23-24. So how do we see in terms of the this net cash turning into the net debt by FY24?
So, you know, we of course have to, though we are generating cash ourselves, and you know, by in 2 years, we, you know, the situation would be that we have about 1500 odd crores as cash reserve, which we'll of course plow into the in the capex plans, and we may need a debt of about 500 odd crores, which will you know, which we will pay as soon as, you know, our plants get commissioned. So there'll be no long term borrowing that we're looking at. We may be looking at a year or two borrowing to help us in this liquidity situation.
Okay. Thank you and all of this.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on your fuel inventory. So you used to maintain like 1.5 months fuel inventory. So this has particularly gone down because of fuel price impact, or is this something which you are looking to have like going forward of 25 days which you mentioned?
So I mean, I agree, of course, we would, you know, we have been able to maintain about 2 months, 1.5 to 2 months inventory, and that is why we, you know, were able to absorb some of the cost increases in the fuel, but right now, you know, we are having some issues in terms of, you know, rake availability, because most of the rakes have been diverted to the power plants by the government. So because of that, you know, our inventory is falling short to about 25 days. But we are, you know, we are working with the you know, railways to you know, improve the availability of rakes. And with that, you know, I expect to go back to about 1 month or one month at 10 days kind of a inventory.
Secondly, can we talk about volumes of 4 million tons for the year? We used to have 75-25% mix of Northeast, East,
yeah,
broadly, which is now gone down to 66% Northeast in this quarter. What could be this number for, like, let's say FY23? The 65% is like more.
So we are expecting, you know, about 65-35 kind of a ratio for the entire year, broadly. Hello.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Next on net debt, like while you mentioned this in previous response. But so peak net debt related to this project expansion, we should expect at 500 crore rupees?
Yes, 500 to 550 range. It should not be going more than that.
Okay, and for the overall cost, project cost for, let's say, for this 3 million ton clinker and 4 million ton grinding plus 12 megawatt WHR, what is the total project cost which we have? Is it 2,000 crores or?
Slightly more than 2,000 crores. It's about 2,000 crores to 2,100 crores. It will range between that. And it you know, it just depends on the cost of putting up Silchar. So our estimate is about 400 crores for Silchar. But if it exceeds because of the railway siding and because of the filling of the land, in that case, you know, it may go to about 450. So because of that, there may be a variability from 2,000 crores to about 2,100 crores.
Okay, I asked because earlier we used to give data of 1,000 crore for 3 million ton clinker. So we are adding 4 million ton grinding for another 1,000 crores.
Yeah, so I think the clinker with the WHRS at the moment is not going to cost you lower than 1,200 crores. So that may be a data point which may be true 4-5 years back or 3-4 years back. But given the increase in the steel prices, I know it has come down now, but it is still higher than what it was, you know, a year or two back. So, I mean, given the increase in steel prices and just the inflation, I don't think anyone is able to set up a plant below 1,200, even in a brownfield expansion.
So, when we say we have already in the orders of the equipment, so like, we would have ordered that in March or like after the recent moderation in like sort of June?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
When we say we have already put in orders for CAPEX equipment, etc.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Would that be like a peak cost of March, April for metals and other commodities, or would that be like closer to like last month and have seen broad-based deflation commodities?
In terms of, you know, the external benchmarking, the, you know, we ordered the mill, the pyro, and you know, other major equipment for the clinker plant, and they have come in a good price range. So it hasn't really faced the brunt of the higher steel prices as such. But you know, there's also a lot of steel for fabrication and for other purposes that we need, and there we you know, we see that our costs have of course increased compared to what it could have been a year back or a year and a half back. So from there, that point of view, and also from a civil contracting point of view, the costs have run up in the industry. So that's why I was just saying that, you know, I don't think you know, a 3 million ton plant would be possible in about 1,000 crores. It will probably require about 1,200 crores to put a that kind of a plant.
And lastly, on cement prices, we said that 20 to 25 rupees they have corrected in July, August. How do they stack up versus March prices?
Sorry, can you repeat that question?
So you said prices have corrected by 20-25 rupees in July, August. How do these prices stack up versus March of this year?
So in March, for example, in Bihar, the prices were about 400, and you know, in as on date, the prices are about 370. So if you compare it to March, then the prices have fallen by about 30 rupees.
Okay, so basically whole of the hike of Q1 is like wiped off, and there's another 30 rupees drop from there. And
yeah, I mean only in
I think you, for this 400 was in April. I think you're mentioning about the price after the increase which happened in April, is it?
Yeah. So I think this this is from April, and this is from April, and this is only in West Bengal and Bihar. This is not in Northeast. In Northeast, what I can see is that the prices have more or less remained stable. It has actually increased. If you compare it to March, then the prices actually increased by 10 rupees per bag per March.
So for Bihar and West Bengal, price of March will be similar to prices today. Is that right?
No, the prices of March would be about 20 rupees higher than the prices today. The prices have fallen in West Bengal and Bihar.
Okay. Thanks for all the answers.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mangesh from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, couple of questions from my side. Firstly, I just wanted to understand the competitive intensity in Northeast. With Eastern prices coming off and new capacity coming into that region, do you expect more inflows in Northeast given the pricing that is prevalent there? That's the first question. And second question is, we are adding a very large capacity in Northeast, that is 4 million tons. and we've been present in Northeast for much longer, and still we are doing close to 2.1, 2.2 million tons of volumes there. So what gives us the confidence that with that added capacity, with existing capacity operating at say 60% utilization, we would be able to ramp up those plants and penetrate the new market? Because I think for this new capacity, you will have to gain market share substantially from others. So these two questions, if you can answer, please.
Of course. So I mean, to answer the first question, within Northeast, most of the players are running full capacity. So there is actually, and that is the reason why there may be some, inflow from outside Northeast. Outside Northeast, I do not expect them to, send in to Northeast now, because the cost of production for them has increased. So earlier they used to operate on variable basis, right, on contribution basis. They used to basically dump in Northeast. But now, because the cost of production has increased, I don't think it is viable for them to dump. And that has also been very clearly shown in the data. So if we look at the June, arrivals from outside, we can see that there's a sharp decline compared to last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is not a threat. Of course, about the utilization, last year we did about 2.5 million tons in Northeast. And that is after we have really cut down on the non-trade, right? Mm-hmm. Because we are not trying to promote ourselves too much in the non-trade. But once the plant comes, of course, we are going to be aggressive in non-trade, and there's a lot of government infrastructure projects which require us to, which requires a lot of OPC and non-trade sales. Mm-hmm. So right now our focus is not in non-trade, but once the plant comes, we'll of course get into non-trade, because non-trade also has a margin of about 800 rupees per ton, which we should not be missing. So from that perspective, the utilization would partially be, fulfilled for the new clinker plant and the new grinding units from non-trade.
Okay. And so we're confident of running that at 50% utilization at least within 1 or 2 years?
Yes. We are.
Okay. And sir, also wanted to understand on the existing plant, in terms of what kind of growth rate that you expect for the next 2 years, if you can specify in Northeast and East, even if you can mention about the industry growth rate that you expect or what you are targeting, that would be helpful.
No, fair enough. So in this, to just give you an idea, let's just talk about this quarter. In any, the market has grown by only 2%, and there's of course a reason, because we were hit by a very, damaging flood this time.
Right.
By that. So that is the reason why, major markets like Assam, have not grown at all, and the overall Northeast growth was only 2%. In West Bengal, to the markets that we serve, because West Bengal did not see that kind of growth last year, and because there was COVID last year, which affected West Bengal and Bihar both, the market is showing an improvement compared to last year, and it is showing a growth of about 25% for the quarter. And if you compare, and that is also primarily because COVID was hitting the last year same quarter.
Right.
And the same is with Bihar. So West Bengal and Bihar are broadly the same in terms of growth rate. I do not expect this to sustain, of course, but I would expect that Bengal and Bihar would grow about 10% odd this year, and our expectation of what our growth is. So this quarter, when NE was doing 2%, we did 8%. So we are in line to generating an alpha to whatever the growth rate in the market is. So we do expect about 11-12% growth in NE. And similarly, in West Bengal and Bihar, we have grown significantly. So last year, same quarter, we had done about 1.6 lakh ton sale in West Bengal and Bihar. This quarter, we have done about 3.2. So we've actually doubled our sales in outside Northeast in the last 1 year. So I do expect our growth rate to be fast in outside Northeast.
Understood. So basically, for the full year 23-24, high teens growth can be expected, or a high double-digit growth can be expected.
Yeah. And also, this growth is not untamed, in the sense that in outside Northeast also, we have actually left the markets where it was not very profitable for us to serve. So it is not an untamed growth where we do not look at the EBITDA per ton or coming from those markets. This is a very sustainable growth and markets where we expect to receive decent EBITDA. So that will also help in the in improving the bottom line and the you know, and the margins basically.
Understood. Sir, just last question. For the markets you serve in North Bengal, the landed cost of clinker for the Chhattisgarh players and you, how much would be the difference?
So that of course we'll have to calculate. But my expectation right now is that we'll be cheaper by about 500 rupees per ton.
Understood. So thank you very much and congrats once again.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. My question is, you know, you mentioned that you have significantly cut down on the non-trade volume, which is visible. Could you share what was the non-trade volumes in Q4 percentage and in FY22?
Just a second.
Q4, it is Q4, it is 70-30.
Okay. So 30% has now come down to below 15%, right?
You're talking about non-trade trade, right? So
yeah.
It was 85-15, so it was 15%.
This quarter it has come to
14%.
Correct.
But you know, the step of reducing non-trade has just been taken a month back. So the quarter going ahead, you will see a drastic fall in non-trade, and it's coming down to about 8-7%. At the same time, you will see a drastic increase in the premium sales of premium products, where we earn more margin, ARC, from about 3.5% to about 10%. So we are basically reducing our sales of non-trade, which is the lower margin product, because because it's more clinker at the same time, it is selling at a lower price. So and we are increasing the sales of a premium product. So you would see that the market, the portfolio mix that the non-trade is losing, the premium segment is gaining.
Agree. And this for full year FY22, what was the trade non-trade mix?
86-14, the same guy.
86-14. 86%, okay, 14%. And coming to Siliguri performance, how is that, in terms of EBITDA margin, what would be the difference between Siliguri and the Northeast operations now, given we are now north of 60% utilized for the last two quarters?
So I mean, Northeast, is very hard to compare with the profit that we earn outside, because Northeast is our main market and also has a lot of competitive advantages compared to other players which are serving from outside. So, if you suppose earn about 700 rupees in Siliguri or 800 rupees in Siliguri per ton, then outside we'll be earning much higher, double. So I think that may not be a too fair comparison. Of course, we are working on reducing our costing in Siliguri. That would add to the margin. And we have gotten the railway siding. We plan to get fly ash, get clinker, in peak season, and get other, raw material like gypsum, through the railway. And that should also play in the improvement of the margins. But I think comparing it to, something like a Guwahati, in our context will not be very fruitful, because Siliguri will always be a secondary market that we are serving on top of what we primarily serve.
So in terms of costing, you are confident that by March will your railway siding start performing optimally in terms of your raw material and fuel sourcing, your costing will fall in for the Siliguri operations, you will be at par with the industry.
Yes, on the costing side. Yeah, so that is what we are aiming at. Of course, the costing of serving Siliguri market for any company will be very high, right?
Exactly.
All of them will be very high. So it's not that we are at, we are anything against what the industry standards is at in that market. We'll be probably earning as much as what an Arishatek or an Ambuja would be earning in these markets. It's just that we are trying to better ourselves and earn some more.
Okay. And two last questions. First is, as you mentioned, the cement prices in Bengal and Bihar. What would be the pricing in Assam and Meghalaya markets for you currently? And, you said that their prices have been marginally inched up only post-June, right?
Yeah, so I think I'm not, seeing any decrease in the prices in Northeast right now. That is also a function of, a lot of a lot of cement which was dumped from outside Northeast to Northeast is not happening. So I'm seeing a decent price in Northeast. Of course, it may fall like it does in the second quarter. But right now I'm not seeing any signs of that happening. Of course, the prices have fallen in West Bengal and Bihar. That has fallen not only in the area that we serve in West Bengal and Bihar, but overall as well. But I do not see, much scope of prices falling too much because of the cost pressure. So, even if our costs have increased or not increased, we can see other results of other companies and their costs have really increased. So I don't think they have that kind of a scope to play around too much with the pricing.
Sure. So one last question, if I look at sequentially, the volume mix of Northeast has come down because there would be around 20% volume decline versus March in Northeast, where the pricing base is higher versus your outside Northeast, which is flattish volumes quarter on quarter. So, could you comment on this? Higher share of low pricing base sales in outside Northeast, our realization sequentially have jumped by 5%. Like to like, what were the price increases seen in Northeast and outside Northeast?
Sorry, could you repeat that again?
So, I would want to know how have the prices quarter on quarter moved in your Northeast markets and outside Northeast in Q1?
Okay, so compared to Q4, in Q1,
yes,
the prices basically have remained stable, probably increased a little in Northeast. In outside Northeast, I can see a 20 rupees decline in the prices. So in West Bengal and Bihar, the prices have fallen by about, 5%. And in Northeast, the prices have increased by about 10 rupees, so that is about 3%.
No, you're talking about the July month, yes.
I'm
it's
talking
July
about
July or June quarter?
June. I'm talking about the June quarter.
No, but then how come our realization has, on blended realization sequentially, has improved by 5% quarter on quarter?
No, you're talking about the Q4 number.
No, I think,
Q4 to Q1.
There's one thing that you'll have to add. The pricing that I have is of the month of March, right? So the prices increase from Jan to March. So if you take the weighted average of what the prices have been in the quarter four compared to what the weighted price, in quarter one, the weighted prices will of course show an increase. So this is not a weighted average price of the quarter that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the price in the month of March compared to the price in the month of June. Right. So I think that is where the difference is being created. So if I take the weighted average price of the entire quarter of quarter four and entire quarter of quarter three, then you can increase.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I'll check that offline. One last question. Is there any big incentive booked in revenues this quarter? In that revenues?
No, there is no such increase. There is the same kind of incentive what we have booked in the last quarter, the same. There is nothing new.
Okay, so March quarter and June quarter, the incentive number have not changed materially.
No.
Okay, great, sir. I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Keshav from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sir, I want to understand whether how has been your marketing expense in this month, advertisement? Have it cooled off in this quarter?
I had mentioned last time as well, we are cutting down on our branding expenditure because we had done that a lot in the last year. I will just take out the actual numbers. So there's a decrease of about 2 crores in sales promotion and marketing expenses in advertisement basically this quarter. And this number should be going down, or the difference should be increasing even further going ahead. Because there were some of the contracts that we had to renew this quarter, which the payment will not come in the next quarter. So because of that, you'll see a difference about 3 to 4 crore in the quarter two.
Okay.
Does that, yeah?
So what I remember, last quarter you guided it was 45 crore for that quarter, and now onwards you said it won't exceed 33 crore. So you will...
No, it was for the entire year. It was not for the quarter.
Yeah, for the year. So
yeah.
So I mean, yeah, 33 crore this year.
Yes, so it should be like this year, right now in the quarter one, the advertisement cost was about 11 crores, and that is also because we had to make some of the payments which will help us in quarter two as well. So I do not expect the cost of advertisement going above 33 crores for the entire year.
Okay, understood. And as you are now procuring, you know, the new source, that is Nagaland coal, so will it make inch up in the upcoming quarter?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Your Nagaland coal, which is 15 to 20% of the fuel mix,
yeah,
is it expected to increase in upcoming quarter?
No, I think it will broadly remain the same. So that's the amount of coal that we can source from Nagaland. So I think that will not probably increase too much.
Okay, thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajesh Kumar Ravi for closing remarks.
Yeah, thanks everyone for joining in the call. Tushar ji, would you want to make any closing comments?
No, thank you so much for arranging the call, and thank you everyone for joining. If there's any doubt outside this call as well, you can of course reach to our CFO, and then we are more than happy to answer any doubts or any queries that you may have. So happy to answer any questions outside the call as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sure. On behalf of HDFC Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.